This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The good people at the Census Bureau tell us that the home ownership rate in this country sits at a hair over 64%. In 2005, back before the housing crash, it was just shy of 70%. Now, you can talk all day long about whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but the fact is, it's a thing. And in an economy where homes are the biggest single purchase most people make, and most people do still want to own a home, that residual effect of the Great Recession matters. And because this is the way capitalism works, it's an opportunity, too, a business opportunity. As part of our year-long project, Divided Decade, about the last 10 years in our economic lives, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from Cleveland, Ohio, on a tech startup with a housing industry idea.
Gabby Jacobs and Aaron Bullock were in a battle with their landlord, and they were losing. There was no heat in their daughter's room. The stove didn't work. The landlord refused to make repairs. The time had come to buy their own place.
It was a big jump for us, but we always knew home ownership was a big plus because it would be ours.
They had a lot going for them. Good jobs. She's an administrative assistant for a waterproofing company. He's a plumber. And even with three young kids, they'd saved enough for a decent down payment. But their credit scores, around 600, were too low to qualify for a mortgage.
So very close, but not close enough.
Yeah.
I have nothing on my credit, so I have no established credit.
Jacobs is just 29. Her husband is 31, and he defaulted on a student loan. She told her real estate agent to hold off.
I was like, oh, we can't at the moment. And she's like, let me mention this program to you guys. I think you will qualify.
The program is offered by Divvy Homes, one of several tech startups trying to disrupt the way we buy homes. Here's how it works. You pick the house you want to buy, not just any house, but we'll get to that in a minute. Divvy buys it. You pay Divvy a down payment of as little as 2%. Divvy then leases the house to you with an option to buy within 3 years. And around 20% of your monthly rent goes toward what the company calls equity credits.
So they move from owning 2% to 2.2 to 2.4 the next month to 2.6 the next month.
Adina Heffetz is one of Divvy's founders. She says after 3 years, renters own 10%, typically enough to qualify for a mortgage. Then they can buy Divvy out.
We see it as a new way to own a home and provide access to homeownership for everyone.
Gabby Jacobs wasn't exactly sold on the idea. She'd looked into other rent-to-own deals and thought they were shady. And many of them are, saddling unsuspecting buyers with hidden costs and rarely ending in home ownership. But her realtor convinced her Divvy was legit because it only buys houses in good shape and covers taxes, insurance, and any major repairs.
And then we met the criteria and we're like, okay, we can start looking.
A few months ago, they moved into this four-bedroom Cape Cod on a quiet street in the Cleveland suburb of Lyndhurst. There's a playset in the backyard and a new deck. You can hear the huge oak trees rustling in the wind. Divvy bought the house for $122,000. Jacobs and Bullock pay $1,440 a month toward their purchase price of $136,000. That's a big premium, but they felt they didn't have many options. And
now that we have our own places, you kind of got a sense of accomplishment. You know, you got a secure place for your family.
And Heffetz says if they decide they can't or don't want to buy, they'll get at least some of their money back.
If they stay for the full 3 years, they walk away, they get their full 10% of either the appraised or sold value of the house.
Minus a small share of broker fees. If they leave or default before 3 years, they get back half the equity they've built. The model has its skeptics. Sarah Mancini is a lawyer with the National Consumer Law Center. She's been tracking so-called alternative home buying schemes.
The idea of any of these alternatives is that you will eventually qualify for a mortgage to buy this house. But if you can't qualify for a mortgage today, it's difficult to assure you that you will be able to in 3 years.
Mancini says most people considering rent-to-own deals would be better off waiting until they can qualify for a traditional mortgage. Heffetz says Divvy only considers people who've been working for at least a year and have a FICO score above 550.
We don't want to underwrite anyone who we don't think will have the opportunity to buy us out in 3 years from now.
The company also invests only in houses that cost less than $150,000, in neighborhoods where prices are expected to rise, so far in the Cleveland, Atlanta, and Memphis areas. Heffetz says Divvy has done more than a dozen deals since it launched late last year. Not a track record yet, but at least one of them has gone from rent to own. Jonathan Bruce is an Air Force veteran, but his damaged credit kept him from getting a VA loan. Then he saw a Divi ad on Facebook. He and his wife, Deborah, picked out a little brick bungalow in South Euclid, Ohio.
It was a rehab, totally rehab from top to bottom. Painted. I mean, we just moved in. That's it. That's all we had to do.
Then they got a surprise.
Basically, the first day we moved into the home, my credit score rose up. You know, so I started the process with the VA. I started the process all over again of buying a home.
He was approved for a mortgage. He says the process of qualifying for Divi may have helped. Within a couple months, the Bruces bought Divi out for close to $16,000 more than Divi had just paid for the house. But
something to call our own. Something for us that we both have together. And no landlords.
Well, we're on landlords.
And without Divi, the Bruces' monthly payments have dropped by nearly 30%. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.